Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Once upon a time, almost no one made money on the internet. It was sort of frowned on. But these days, businesses are a key part of the developing social web. Lee Oden of Top Rank Online Marketing in the US has been here for the Social Media Junction seminar to talk about how social media really works for business. He's with me now. Well, welcome, Lee. Can I ask when you first got online?
First got online. Wow. My wife was responsible for creating a website for a network technology company in 93, and she had a computer. So probably 93 is when Prodigy, I think, is how I first got online.
Same year as me, actually.
Oh, wow.
You'll recall then that there were a sizable group of people who were online then who despised any hint of commercialism. Now, I think we're all quite comfortable about interacting with companies that we choose to via Twitter and things like that. What changed?
Well, money, I suppose, you know, and the value that companies have to create in order to attract that money. As I think businesses for profit online have created value at identifying, you know, what people want and then giving it to them and creating an iterative sort of cycle of getting better and better at that, it's become part of habit.
That's the value for us then, is that people are anticipating what we want and trying to serve our needs.
Right, yeah.
For businesses online, is it essential for the people doing that to also be using the technology that they're trying to market through?
I think that to some degree, yes, especially now. As we go, one can be very overwhelmed and overcome. You don't need to be, and that's not to say that every company, let's say, needs to be on social media or something like that, or everyone has to be on Facebook or have a blog and Twitter and so on and so forth. However, if one is an agency and you're giving advice about these things to clients, then yes, I do think that you should be a participant.
And when you say agency, that implies the dreaded social media consultant, which has almost become an archetype, hasn't it?
Yeah. You know, when I hear that, people say, you know, I'm a social media this or that, or, you know, oh, that's great. How many clients do you have? How much money have you made for those clients? Or what are some of the business outcomes? You know, maybe it's more accurate for me when I say that to describe how I characterize myself and qualify myself. So they go, we actually, you know, millions of dollars have been paid or have been generated because of the efforts, and here's specifically how, versus, oh, I've got 23,000 people following me on Twitter.
Because everyone has.
Exactly. And you can just buy those anyway.
So where does the money come in? How do you make money out of this?
Well, there's people who are publishing content. Let's say I have a blog, and I'm writing really interesting things. I engage my readers. They comment. I comment back and so forth, and I want to monetize this content. So I might become part of an ad network or Google AdSense or something like that. And that's one way of monetizing through knowing about SEO.
Explain search engine optimization for the listeners. I know what it is because I have to do it sometimes. But
certainly.
Explain why it's important.
Certainly. Well, you know, so websites like Google or Google proper, at least in the U.S., has 60-70% of market share. And in fact, Google sites themselves handle 88 billion queries per month. And so there's a lot of people searching for information. And the content that gets displayed in the search results can attract a lot of new business. And so a search engine optimization person or company or agency is skilled in understanding how roughly search engines do what they do so that their clients can show up where customers are looking.
As a Twitter user, I enjoy being able to interact with large companies and getting my problems fixed. It works quite well, but I sometimes wonder if it only works because this is a relatively small pool at the moment. And I can tell Vodafone or Orcon or whoever that I'm annoyed and they will pay attention. How does this scale when everyone's there?
Well, there's software that's out there to help companies execute customer service functions through social channels. There's very low-cost or free software like CoTweet, for example, that's quite efficient for 5 users, I think, you can have for free. There's an airline in Minneapolis called Delta that's recently joined lots of other companies, right, like Zappos and Comcast in the U.S., And it's interesting because they're soliciting, like, please, do you have anything you're wanting to have help with? Please contact us. You know, they've allocated human resources to this thing, and they're actually inviting the opportunity to publicly serve customers, good or bad situation. They want to show that they hold where they, how valuable they hold that customer, because of course that plays out so well.
Is it crucial that there are real people behind there, that it's not just a static website with a whole lot of information, that there are people you can interact with?
I think that is important. In service centric industries, yes, definitely.
Now, a lot of what you're talking about relies on capturing information about us internet users, where we are, what we do, what we like. Where should we as internet users draw the line on privacy?
Yeah, well, you know, there's an issue, let's say, with Facebook, for example, and their oops release of information about the users to the platform or the widgets or whatever, applications. So there are privacy settings at the individual user level, but this is a debate I have with my internally and with other people too, because on the one hand, I want to protect my privacy. I want to protect the privacy of my children. I don't like the idea of my 13-year-old having a Facebook page. I really don't. But at the same time, you know, you have these kids growing up on applications like Webkinz and Club Penguin. And essentially, these are social networks for 7- and 8-year-olds, and they're growing up expecting to be able to connect with other people in these virtual sort of environments, and the notion of privacy doesn't enter into their mind, and it probably should. So I think there's some opportunity for companies to practice some responsibility in what they do and disclosure. I also... In the sense of education, you know, some public education maybe or something like that. I don't know. It's kind of like this notion of
like a new path of civics in school.
I guess so. The notion of, hey, look, everything's open. We have to just let, you know, just to give it up because nothing's private anymore. So just go with it. I don't accept that. And I think there's some happy ground, somewhere in the middle where we can have control over things that need to be private and then things that need to be public.
Now, I think one other thing that I constantly come up against as an internet publisher is that there is so much advertising inventory out there on the internet and not enough advertising to fill it. Are we ever going to get past that point?
Well, actually... I know in some segments in the U.S. That's not the case. It's there's companies that are buying up everything they can. We have some clients where we don't do a ton of advertising. That's not our business model. It's more content-based marketing. But of those that we are managing advertising for, some of them are they want to buy everything they can because they have the funding for it or whatever. And so companies like Google are doing pretty crazy things. Crazy in as in. Above and beyond, to index more content, to create more inventory for the, because there are people that have advertising money that want to spend it. So I just haven't had that experience in a broad sense that there's not enough advertisers to fill the inventory.
I think that's what TV finds, though. I mean, the riches that accrue to television advertising, are they ever going to be there for internet advertising?
Right. Yeah, that's a good question. And I don't know. Maybe that's why I'm not in the advertising business.
Yes, I'm glad you're not. Leon, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
After the break, your lung as a computer model.